Chapter 2. Lexi's stomach sank as she stared at the wedding dress that lay folded on her couch. Angry over what had happened at the dress shop, she'd refused Philippe's pleas for her to leave it for him to repair and insisted on taking it home. But now she had no idea how she was going to get it fixed. The ceremony was in less than a week. She'd worked so hard for everything to be perfect, and now her dream dress was ruined. She leaned over, lifted the lid on the box of goodies, and peered in. 2 eclairs, 5 snickerdoodles, and 2 cupcakes. The sound of the bakery box lid attracted the attention of her dog, Sprinkles, and within seconds, the white Shih Tzu mix was on the couch beside her, staring up at her expectantly. "Hey, Sprinkles," she stroked the dog's white fur. "An eclair seems like it would really hit the spot right now, don't you think?" Sprinkles beat her tail against the back of the couch in agreement as Lexi picked out the confection. She broke off a teensy piece of pastry and fed it to the dog before biting into it herself. Giving her dress a sideways glance, she hoped she'd still fit in it as her taste buds enjoyed the explosion of sweet, silky custard. One little eclair wouldn't make the dress too tight, would it? The shrill ring of the phone caught her attention. She rummaged in her purse, frowning at the display. Chez Philippe. Sinking back into the couch with a sigh, she pushed the talk button. "Hello?"
"Miss Lexi, it's Philippe Montague."
"Yes, Philippe, what can I do for you?"
"Please, I must beg you to bring the dress in so we can repair it. I feel terrible about what happened with you and Miss Veronica. I wish you would give me a chance to make it better."
Lexi fingered the tear on the dress. She was reluctant to go back to Chez Philippe, but she'd been unable to find anyone else who could repair it on short notice, and her wedding budget was stretched so thin already. She didn't know if she could even afford to pay anyone to do it. Sensing her hesitation, Philippe said,
"Miss Veronica has already agreed to meet here tonight."
Lexi's anger started to simmer at the mention of the other bride. "Well, I have no intention of going anywhere near any place where she is," she said stiffly into the phone.
"No, no, Miss Lexi, I will meet with her separately. I will not subject you to her, how do you say, intimidations."
Lexi melted a little at Philippe's voice, which sounded full of apologies. His next words clinched it.
"And of course, the repairs will be free of charge."
"Free? Really? Great. What time do you want to meet?" A niggle of doubt pulled at Lexi's stomach as she eyed the darkened interior of Chez Philippe through the glass door. Her appointment was at 7, and according to her phone, it was 6:58. A few minutes early, but shouldn't Philippe be here? Then she remembered the main shop only stayed open until 5. Philippe was probably in the back room and had left the lights off out front to discourage shoppers. She got out of her car with a shrug, grabbed her wedding dress from the back seat, and clip-clopped up to the door in her tan suede Jimmy Choo's. Opening the door, Lexi felt a shiver of premonition, or maybe it was the air conditioning that seemed to be blasting on high. She hesitated in the doorway for a second, expecting Philippe to have heard the bell over the door and come out of the back to greet her. A few seconds of silence ticked by before she proceeded further into the shop. "Hello, Philippe," she ventured. Silence. "Is anyone here?" No one answered. "Maybe he is sewing in the back and can't hear me over the machines?" Lexi made her way across the sales room floor toward the back of the shop. The mannequins, showing off the latest bridal gowns, which seemed fashionably welcoming in the light of day, suddenly leered at her with sinister intent. Clutching her dress tighter to her chest, she picked up the pace.
"Mr. Montague, it's Lexi Baker.
she announced as she rounded the corner, then stopped short. That's odd. The lights are off back here, too. A familiar coppery metallic smell tickled Lexi's nose, and the doubt that had pawed at her stomach earlier spread as she fumbled for the light switch. The lights came on, and Lexi craned her neck to see around the sewing table, dreading what she might find. Her heart jerked when she saw the bodies lying side by side on the floor. She threw her dress down on the table and ran over. She skidded in something wet, and her stomach churned with the nauseating realization that it was a pool of spreading blood. The back of her mind was screaming for her to run in the other direction, but she had to check if they were alive so that she could perform aid if necessary. Why would someone kill Philippe and his assistant? She reached Philippe first and checked for a pulse. Nothing. She turned to the other body. From the doorway, she'd assumed it was Philippe's assistant who lay beside him, but now, close up, she could see she'd been wrong. It was Veronica Maynard, and she was dead. Why would someone want to kill Philippe and Veronica? Lexi stood up, grabbed her dress off the counter, and ran out to her car to call 911.